9 minutes past eight now here with It Says in the Papers is John S. Doyle.
The Irish Times leads with the report that Israel and Iran have both issued evacuation orders to residents of the other country as the conflict escalated on a fourth day. Julian Borger reports from Tel Aviv that Israeli forces issued an evacuation order to residents of a large part of Tehran, warning them of the imminent bombing of what it called military infrastructure in the area. This was done in a social media post very similar to those regularly directed at Palestinians in Gaza over the past 20 months, he writes. Two papers lead with what they call the race riots in Ballymena last week. The Belfast Telegraph reports that a mother and her 13-year-old daughter appeared in Coleraine Magistrates Court yesterday to face charges linked to the riots. The schoolgirl was charged with rioting on Wednesday, while her 39-year-old mother was charged with child cruelty in that she willfully neglected her daughter on the same day. In the Irish News, Conlo Young reports that PSNI officers were told not to interfere with violent mobs during the riots, unless life was at risk. Details of the tactics deployed by the PSNI emerged after a chief inspector sent an email to colleagues at Causeway Coast and Glens District. Young says that the email message appeared to be in response to criticism of police after footage showed an officer with his hand in his pocket as masked and hooded men dragged wheelie bins onto a burning barricade across the main Derry to Belfast railway line in Coleraine. The Irish Daily Mail reports that a two-tier children's allowance is likely in the budget here. Extra payments for lower-income families are being discussed in government, Sarah McGuinness writes. The scope for tax cuts or spending increases in the budget will not be known until talks on a new trade deal between the EU and the US are resolved, according to the Irish Independent. But government sources say that uncertainty caused by US President Donald Trump's threatened tariffs is complicating coalition negotiations. The Irish Examiner reports on what has been called a national crisis in Irish infrastructure. In an interview with the paper, Sean O'Driscoll, chairman of the Economic and Social Research Institute, warned of catastrophic consequences facing Ireland's water, energy and transport networks if radical and brave decisions are not taken to ensure that projects get completed quicker. For the Irish Daily Star, the main story is the Cork hurler Anthony Nash, against whom a charge of driving under the influence of alcohol was dismissed after his barrister cited a lack of evidence as to the time of driving. Cork District Court heard that his car was found mounted in a ditch with the back of the vehicle protruding onto the road. Hurler in the ditch is the paper's headline. The Star and the Irish Daily Mirror have an interview with Nancy McCarrick, mother of Annie McCarrick, who has been missing since 1993. She told the papers that having someone in court over her daughter's murder is not what's on her mind. Really, my only concern is Annie. Among the photographs of the Joycean celebrations in Dublin yesterday, Bloomsday, there is one in the Irish Sun of three girls, great-great-grand-nieces of James Joyce. As Gary Manili writes, they look blooming marvellous, dressed up for the day, having breakfast at Belvedere College. One of them, 10-year-old Alexandra Neal, has the direct gaze of her great-great-granduncle. As you may have heard earlier in the programme, the number of people paying for digital news is rising. In The Independent, John Burns writes that 20% of people in Ireland are paying for news, up 3 percentage points in the last year. Of those with a paid subscription to a digital news service, Burns says the highest percentage signed up for the Irish Independent at 36%, followed by the Irish Times at 33% and the New York Times at 22%.